Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Well, Fridge, we were just having a bit of a chat whilst we waited, and a whole range of emotions going on right now. Obviously, bitterly disappointed not to sneak over the line in that one. They came hard, but also you must be immensely proud of the group in what they actually rallied and could chip away and keep at the task during that game when they looked a little bit outplayed in that first half, probably, but then really lifted in intensity and gave it their best shot.
Yeah, we're on. We're definitely on the back foot that first sort of 15, 20 minutes. But yeah, I said to you before, the next 7 nights I'm going to be going to bed just wondering if Harry's kick just had to be 20 mil to the left. Completely different story, but yeah, so proud of such a young group. 5 forced changes from last week makes things difficult, but it also gives blokes a look, and the guys that came in did a really good job. And yeah, to fight back the way we did was, yeah, like it hurts at the moment, but the journey we're on, yeah, you can't help but be proud.
And I also spoke about, my desire to award the Leopold Sporties to two players from the losing team, Mitch Burgess and Will Sheen. They were absolutely outstanding and literally were carrying that the whole team on their back. It must be, you know, great to still have those guys. We know you've lost a lot of players, a lot of experienced players, and there's a lot of youth that have come through, but to still have those guys contributing and giving their all and almost, you know, single-handedly getting the team across the line, it must be great to still have them around the group.
Oh, 100%, not Burgess' first year as captain too, so he's had that sort of added to him, and his leadership's been awesome, but we just wanted to back himself, take the game on, because that's when he's at his best. And yeah, he was awesome today, and Will, he's been massive all year for us. He's just been unbelievable, and he does big K's, he plays a lot on the wing, just up and down with not much rest. And yeah, to find those sort of hops 20 minutes into the last quarter and then slot one from outside 50, I didn't think first quarter I would have backed him every day of the week, but yeah, for what he did for the first 3.5 quarters to still be able to kick that goal and in the state of the game at the time, that was huge. And you sort of start to wonder, well, maybe things are sort of falling our way, but it's just that one little last twist in the tail, unfortunately.
Fridge, thanks for joining us. I know that obviously you didn't get the result, but is there something about Leopold kicking to the opposite end with that crowd behind you in the last quarter? Is there something intangible about that, that Leopold just seemed to play better to the southern end in the last quarter?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like the last 4 years, I've been up top for pretty much all the games. It's the first time I've been down on the boundary for a home game for a while, and you don't forget about it, but to be able to see it from the boundary, they're such a good crowd. And I actually used that at three-quarter time with the boys and just said, like, I'll back us in to get close. And I said, if we start to kick some goals and make that sort of scoreboard a bit closer, I said the crowd will lift you, and they're worth a couple of goals. And yeah, just imagine what they would have done to the roof if Harry's kick was just that tiny bit more to the left. But no, love it anyway.
There's some good kids. Gardner, Alexander, Solomon Harvey, I thought was outstanding. Showed some real poise for a kid only playing his 7th game. Brislane is going to have to be in the rising star talk. Tate Lunn and Johnson did some nice things. And, you know, those Morfitt boys, obviously to get Oscar for the first time this year, they've got something, and there's something to work with there with the talent that's already here.
Oh, absolutely. And that's been probably the main positive with, obviously there's been a bit of turnover the last couple of years, but it means that some young kids who may not have got much of a look are getting like a consistent look and blocks of games. And we spoke at the start of this year just about growth and what it looks like at the end of the year in wins and losses will be what it is, but you want to see that sort of trajectory sort of moving up, and we're absolutely doing that. And for the Morfitt boys, it's the first time they've played at 2:00 together, so that was like a nice little thing. But yeah, like there's so much to work with. Like the future is so bright, and that's sort of the main message, that it hurts and be disappointed, but don't dwell on it, because we're definitely trending in the right direction, and these results will start to go our way soon.
Fridge, well done on, like I literally said before the game, you take 3 or 4 out, you've got an under-18 team there. Like, that's how it is. Like, they've all come through, and they're all, you know, very, I think Lockie was saying before, average age of 20. So, like, to be where you are on the ladder and to be actually going against some of the teams that are very well experienced, it must be, obviously Sam can't speak for himself, but he must be really happy that he's not only, one, taken the job, but can see the fruits of his labour from a pre-season and seeing those kids develop. now.
Oh, absolutely, and it's even been good for the boys because, like I said, we've been improving as the year's gone on, but... You know, you can only have so many sort of losses, and you keep preaching the same message. You want the guys to get some good results, so they, you know, just for their own sort of nourishment. And obviously, we got that one against St Mary's, but then what was it, a point or two against Joey's last week against Colac? We're in it until the 28-minute mark today. Obviously, we're in front with a couple of minutes to go, so the boys are actually sort of seeing the results themselves. So like Bell Park didn't number on us at the start of the year, but then you get that second crack at him sort of 3 or 4 months later, and the boys can see, like, right, we can see how far we've come against like the same opposition. So yeah, it's really, really good to be challenging these sort of top end teams. It'd be nice to get one or two more scuffs at the back end of the year.
And for blokes like Pup and for Mitch, you know, like, I suppose it's a different scenario for them. How are they viewing it, you know, in terms of what they can they see that they're playing a big part in, you know, developing the next premiership team for Leopold?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Like, we've seen, I mean, Pup's Pup. Yeah. What more can you say about him? But Burjo, we've seen a different side of Burjo this year, because to have the captaincy this year, like, it does add that little bit more weight to sort of what you're doing. But he's been unbelievable, and just the way that he's leading, like, it's good that Pup's hanging around so he can sort of lean on him when need be. But the way Burjo's led, we've seen that different side of him. He's speaking up, he's vocal, he's been unbelievable. So yeah, we're very, very lucky to have those guys in our side.
For the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations, St George's Road, Norlane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. Speaking with acting Leopold coach Tim Connolly, here's Matty Dowling.
Fridge, you were able to shut off Bell Park's high handball speed style again that they came out with really quickly in the first quarter. Can you just walk us through the conversation that you had with your team about being able to come forward and defend and then force them into slow play?
Yeah, that was a big thing for us, and was maybe slightly disappointing that I don't think we did it for the first 15 minutes, as we spoke about, like, pressing up, like being really hot on that to force them into slow play. And if we got beat out the back, like, I'd wear that, because I'd rather err on the side of let's just come up and be right in their face. But that's probably another good thing with this group, is the fact they're able to sort of adapt, and we made some changes in game, and they sort of followed through with all of them, and then obviously the game improved. Well, we improved as the game went on, but it's, I think it's just a credit for such a young group to make those adjustments in game.
And I thought Darby Henderson, he's obviously a really talented footballer, but when he gets forward of centre with the footy in his hands is when he looks his best. Do you have conversations around that with him?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just trying to find that balance of, like, you'd love two of him, because he's so good inside for us. But when he gets forward, you can tell that he played that VFL sort of career as a small forward, because he's so crafty. And to have one of him in the mid and one of him forward, it would be unbelievable. And same, that's probably just the one thing with the depth that's coming through is we're still working through sort of how we can get him forward more. Because, 100%, he could play a full game forward and have 12 or 13 touches, and I reckon 12 or 13 of them will turn into scores.
And defensively, you must educate your defenders really well, because you have Mitch Burgess playing off the half back line today, but he rolls really high up the ground. He gets high up at stoppage and sits off the back, but then can get forward of stoppage as well, which leaves space out behind defensively. So the education perspective is really important, especially with a young group, when someone's doing that with a bit of a license.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, Tom Gordon's been really good with the backs this year, and even like Burjo, he's a bit more experienced now that he sort of knows, and he does get sat on at times from opposition, and that when that happens, we give him the license and say, right, mate, now it's your turn to dictate. Like, you can get forward, and he does strike that balance really well of when to attack and when to defend. Because blokes like him, you don't want them sort of sitting deep in our back 50. Like, he's a game breaker for us, so we want him up and around the footy as much as possible.
Fridge, just want to ask you about Kyle Bumstead. How serious, if at all serious?
Pretty early to tell at the moment. He had a crack at trying to get back on, but he went up and down the boundary. And he made me look all right the way he was moving. So we'll just have to wait and say. Look, he does look pretty sore at the moment. But obviously, it's just one of those things. You let the dust settle over the next 48 hours, and we'll sort of reassess Monday, Tuesday.
So ankle?
Yes, ankle.
Yep, okay. Darby Henderson, that'll get looked at as well, I'm guessing?
Yeah. So he managed to at least be able to get back out on the ground. Obviously, not at full strength, but we're starting to lose a couple of soldiers. So he said he wanted to try and... he probably playing on pure adrenaline that last sort of 20 minutes. But, yeah, so probably the same as Bumpy. We'll let him sort of recover over the next 24, 48 hours and, assess it on Monday, Tuesday.
No VFL next week. You might get Williams and Jed Henderson, and I think you get Jet Matthews back from suspension.
Yeah, it should be a couple of handy ins next week, which always helps, but potentially, you know, there might be a couple of outs, but we'll deal with that during the week. But yeah, it'd be awesome to have them back, but at the same time, you're thrilled to see that they're progressing with their footy and getting looks at Geelong.
Can you just give us a Tate Porter update? Is it season over?
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately for Port. So he's it's been good though, because he sees the game so well. So with Hughesy being away these past couple of weeks, he's sort of taken my role. I gave him sort of full rein, gave him a blue coach's top and said, mate, the midfield's yours for a couple of weeks. So he clipped up some edits during the week and ran the mids through some stuff on Thursday. So there's still a massive role for him to play.
Fantastic. And Ziggy Lee's one we were really hoping to see at some stage this year. Can you just give us an update on him?
Yeah, he's probably going to sit the year as well. Like, potentially we could have pushed for the back end of the year, but he's still so young, got so much footy ahead of him that it's probably just get himself right and get ready for day one of pre-season.
Fridge, do you know what? Despite the fact that you lost, the beer will still be cold at the Leopold Sporties tonight.
It's always nice down there.
Good. We'll see you there.
Keep Kingy in check, please, Fridge, tonight, can you?
I'll do my best.
Commiserations, mate, today. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time and look forward to seeing what you can do over the last 3 or 4 weeks. No,
thanks, Ash, guys. Appreciate it.
Tim Connolly joining us on K-Rock Footy, Leopold acting coach.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.